This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
You're all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Shuley's with us. And I just wanted to mention 661,000 Ford Explorers. 661,000, two-thirds of a million Ford Explorers are being recalled because of a defective roof rack part. Now, think about that Ford Explorer going down the road at 60, 70 miles an hour, and part of the roof rack could fly off at that speed. Think about that. What could that do? So that is just one more example of corporate greed. Do you think that when they built that, someone didn't say, wait a minute, I don't know. Maybe this isn't strong enough to stay on at 60 miles an hour. Maybe we should redesign this. Maybe we should use better materials. Maybe we should go back to the drawing board and figure this out before we start making these things and start having people get injured from flying shrapnel from Fords. Think about that. Dr. Shuley, any quick comments?
I'm just laughing at the flying shrapnel.
Well,
oh, well.
Okay. So, class, if we're going to be talking about past life regression for this hour, and specifically Dr. Shuley's protocol for past life regression. I experienced two of them with Dr. Shuley. And if you'd like to call and ask questions about this, I'll give you the number right now. And this is the number for right now if you want to call and ask us about past life regression. And there might even be a couple more slots if you want to do what I did. So you'll learn exactly what happened to me, what the result was, what Dr. Shuley saw, observed, and noted. And I can tell you what I experienced. So that number to call in about it is 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Well, let's start with what is. Kyle is on the line on hold. Kyle in Montana. Dr. Shuley, before we take Kyle's call, would you tell us what this past life regression study was about? Why are you doing this, and what do you hope to learn?
Well, I was invited to participate in a contest to show that human consciousness survives death. And to me, the best evidence of that is information that comes out when people do past life therapy.
Okay, and could you okay, please continue.
People report things that sound so historically correct that it almost has to be true.
Okay, and can you explain this particular protocol, the one you use with me, for example, that you're going to be using for the rest of those who are involved in the study? Would you call them patients, the people who are involved in the study? Was I a patient? Okay. All right. So
I've been doing this since 1972, and I haven't really changed my protocol since then. Basically, it's a very light, most people, although occasionally very deep, hypnotic trance, and then I invite you to go back to a life you've lived in the past that has meaning in terms of your current life.
Okay. Now, would you say that, class, let me say this. I was reclining in a Lazy Boy, very comfortable recliner, and I had my eyes closed. And I listened very carefully to Dr. Shuley's voice, and I followed his instructions probably, I think, to the letter, but I'm not 100% sure because I was hypnotized. Dr. Shuley, did I follow your instructions? I mean, I was there.
But...
Okay. And did it seem like I was hypnotized?
Hypnosis is a four-level thing. Many people are hypnotized while driving along a highway. You're so focused on what you're doing that you miss a lot of things. And so there's stage one, two, three, and four of hypnosis. Now, stage four is when you're deep enough to be operated on. But most of the people in what we do are in a stage one or two. Very light, but definitely focused.
Okay. What I found out during this was I felt myself sinking further and deeper into this recliner. And shortly after it began, I don't think I could move. I mean, I was at the point where if I had to raise my hand, unless you told me to do it, I don't think I could do it.
Well, that's a light trance. That's by definition a light trance.
Okay. Well, that's what I felt. And I literally felt that as I was reclining, and how long did this take, by the way?
I think only about 35 or 40 minutes.
Okay. I would say what I would say is within the first minute or two, I felt myself sink a little bit lower into this recliner, as if I weighed more, but I didn't move. And then a couple minutes later, I sank deeper into the recliner and deeper and deeper. And pretty soon I was at the point where unless you asked me to move, I don't think I could move. And one of the things I did notice, thinking about it after it was all over, I couldn't hear any jackhammers, sounds outside, you know, birds chirping, absolutely nothing. I couldn't hear a thing other than your voice. Do you have a comment about that, Dr. Shuley?
Well, again, that is a focus, that's a trance.
Okay.
By definition, you're in at least a stage two, probably.
Okay. And can you describe what you observed about me? What you'd like, and it's okay with you, with me, if you share whatever you'd like about what you observed when I was in this trance for this past life regression session.
Well, you were obviously comfortable, and interestingly, you discussed a pleasant life. Now, to me, what this means is you've had two past life experiences, in neither one of which did you have a major problem. In other words, you weren't tortured or painful, and only about 1 or 2% of people have their past lives, especially when you do two of them, and don't find some problem from the past. That suggests to me that you don't have what I would call unfinished business, anger, guilt, anxiety, or depression from a past life.
Okay. And do you think that I was the same person in both of these past life regressions?
Oh, no. The timing was quite different.
Okay. What did you find out about who I was in this latest one?
Well, in the first one, you were apparently at the time of the Revolutionary War. But in the second one, you were 100 years earlier, or almost. And so I found out that you were a farmer, and I would say you've had several lives, three in a row maybe, that where you are a farmer with no major problems.
Mm-hmm. And I was a nobody, right? I was not a general or a politician or a senator or a governor or a president or...
Thank God.
I was just a nobody.
That is somebody. Those other people I don't like.
Okay. Any other comments? We've got Kyle on hold, and he's got a question about past life. Do you have any other comments before we take Kyle's call?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I want to start off by saying, Dr. Shealy, over the years, I have gotten so much incredible information from you, and I wanted to thank you for you spending all of the time and effort that you have in sharing this stuff. I came down with COVID, and I really, truly do credit the information and the wisdom that you shared about taking the 50,000 IU of vitamin B3 and K2 right at the beginning of that. To where literally I had it for like 4 days, and it was just like a bad. I've had colds that were way worse. So anyway, I couldn't smell and couldn't taste and had fatigue, and that was about the maximum of the symptoms that I had. And I actually, my wife and I both had a blood test to confirm that it was COVID, and it was. So I thought that was, I appreciate your wisdom and your help. I want to start with that. But I have a question. Go ahead.
You've got a strong immune system.
Well, I do. I try. Yeah, I don't hardly ever get sick for nothing. I mean, forever. But I do differ with you on this past life regression. I'll just start with that. But I have also a question for you. Again, I do not mean this. I have the utmost respect for you. I do not mean this in any way disrespectful, but the question, the only way to ask it is to kind of be a little bit the blow that I can figure. So if a person has life, and there are seven, say for rounded numbers, there's 7 billion people. All of these past lives would have had to continually branch because scientists have come down to the point of saying, they have traced the genetics, to one female at one point. So, I mean, if by chance we were created with one pair of initial parents, so to speak, and every race branched from that, how does 7 billion past life regressions coalesce back down into two?
That's wonderful. That's a delightful question. You know, basically, according to Zechariah Sitchin, that is essentially what happened. The Anunnaki cloned us by using the sperm from a primitive human being, if you will, into an Anunnaki woman, and that was the beginning of humanity, according to Zechariah Sitchin in the 12th planet.
Okay, but if that were true, then somebody should have some kind of a past life regression that's going to come back to, I'm an alien. You know, at some point you would come down to, you know, or I was a caveman, you know.
Well, I haven't ever had that experience, but I suppose it's possible.
I'll hold through the break. If you won't mind, Ben.
Very, very, very well. And class, Kyle will be scheduled to be with me if everything works out in his schedule on Thursday. So Kyle and I will be talking about things mechanical on Thursday. But he'll be right back with Dr. Shealy and me right after this break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shuley's with us, and Kyle is with us. Kyle in Montana. Kyle, does this question address some of what you're asking, Dr. Shuley? And the question is, does everyone have a past life? Does that address that question?
Well, let me put it. Since I decided to ask Dr. Shuley that question, I did a little bit of research online, looking up past life regressions and different things, and nobody that I ran into at all, 100% of the probably 4 or 5 different websites that I looked at on this said that they had ran into anybody that did not have a past life. So it's like I didn't think of that question necessarily, Vince, because when I looked up these things, none of them mentioned the fact that in other words, everybody had a past life that they talked about. But I will tell you, I was thinking about this too, and my wife and I were talking about it. You know, when people have heart transplants, sometimes their tastes change. You know, like all of a sudden, you know, they never liked Italian food and now they love Italian food, you know. And it just so happened that the person that they got the heart from loved Italian food. And so in my opinion, I think because I one of the websites, I should back up just a second. One of the websites that I looked at said that when you are in this relaxed, super relaxed state, that any question that you're asked, your subconscious finds an answer for. It was a detractor to past life regression. The last website that I looked at. Anyway, so in my opinion,
I've got a comment about that. I don't think that's true, and I'll tell you why. Dr. Shealy, I believe, if I remember correctly, you asked me a question, and I didn't have an answer for it. Is that correct?
That is true, and I would say, in my experience, in hundreds of cases, 1 out of 100 people cannot beat. I can't take them back. Maybe somebody else could, but they don't go anywhere. So 99% of people will have an experience.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Shealy, does everyone have a past life, in your opinion? I mean,
I believe that we all have been around for hundreds of thousands of years to a greater or lesser extent, yes.
Okay. Back to you, Kyle.
Okay. In any case, my opinion is, sorry about the phone going off there. In my opinion, the past life regression, because I am a Christian and I believe that scripture says, there is a time for a man to live and die, and after that, the judgment. That's the way I see it. Personally, that's the way I believe. But I do believe that there is a potential of under deep hypnosis, because hypnosis is obviously a real thing. But I do believe under deep hypnosis that a person can identify with something that goes on in their psyche, or that they have a tendency toward, that they could pull out as a possible, past life. But, that's just my opinion. I mean, I've not been under it, and I don't think I would ever go that deep under hypnosis, because I don't like the idea of losing control of my mind. But in a sense, you know what I mean. You're being open to so deep a suggestions. But I do respect you, Dr. Shealy. I differ with you on this issue, but I do respect you greatly, and I appreciate all that you've done, and I really wanted to make sure that I told you that.
Kyle, I have a question for you. Why can't you be a Christian and have a past life and go on to judgment multiple times?
Well, because when the Bible talks about the judgment is either to heaven one time or to hell one time. It does not ever give you an option of after you die to be able to come back.
Well, in Catholic Church, they give...
I suggest you read Geddes McGregor's book, Reincarnation in Christianity. He is an Anglican priest, and it was in the Bible until 325 when it was taken out.
Hold that thought. Kyle, would you like to stay with
us? Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least seven people were killed, including a suspected gunman, during a birthday party over the weekend in Colorado Springs, Colorado, early Sunday morning. Officials said the suspect, who wasn't named, is believed to be the boyfriend of one of the victims. Weber County, Utah, GOP voted to censure Senator Mitt Romney, the Republican from Utah, Saturday during its convention. The senator's vote to impeach former President Trump earlier this year was the reason given by the voting body, saying the impeachment had denied the president due process, allowed falsified evidence, and did not provide adequate time for an investigation. The Dutch government announced Sunday it has granted oil producers Royal Dutch Shell and ExxonMobil around $2.4 billion in subsidies for what it says to become one of the largest carbon capture and storage projects in the world. The subsidies are meant to compensate the companies for the extra cost of capturing the greenhouse gases instead of emitting them. USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
The country of Colombia has big problems. The people and government have been clashing for several weeks. Dan Araki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Protests have racked Colombia for the last 2 weeks after President Iván Duque proposed a tax hike meant to help the government deal with the financial strain from the COVID pandemic. Duque withdrew the proposal after unrest began, and the country's finance minister resigned, but the protests have continued. At least 30 people have been killed and more than 900 injured in clashes between protesters and the police over the last 10 days. Former American ambassador to Colombia, Kevin Whitaker, explained to CBS News why the violence has continued despite the withdrawal of the president's controversial tax plan.
Colombia experienced a 7% decline in GDP in 2020, and that has gravely affected government revenues, which are used for a variety of purposes, obviously. But in addition to that, you have the great dislocation caused by the pandemic. Colombia has been hurt disproportionately or worse than some of its neighbors in the region. And so you have an accumulation of anger and dissent that are related to both elements, which manifested themselves in these demonstrations.
Colombia recognizes 68 different languages for its 50.5 million citizens. A string of lights that floated across the night sky in parts of the United States last week had some people wondering if it was a fleet of UFOs. The train of lights was actually a series of relatively low-flying satellites launched by SpaceX as part of the Starlink internet service. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, medical doctor. And if you'd like to weigh in, class, you may call in. And the number right now is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Kyle, in the Catholic Church, I was taught that there are three options. You can go to heaven, or you can go to hell, or you can go to purgatory,
exactly.
If you like going to Florida. Yeah, yeah. Which is like going to Florida. You know, it's kind of hot, but
well, I'm but not going to be to save Florida, but
yeah, right. So you get bounced around in purgatory, having to come back and forth and back and forth until you get it right.
Yep.
Well, I think until you've served your sentence, or until the decider decides, you know, up or down which way you're going to go. That's the way I was told. But no, seriously, I mean that's what I was told.
Yeah,
you know, it's kind
of
like a limbo.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
kind of a, you know, I didn't make the rules. And I wasn't an altar boy. I wasn't altar boy material. They didn't think I paid attention long enough to be an altar boy, or stood still long enough, or something like that. But
you know,
I really was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any other comments, Kyle?
No, that's okay, Vince. I'll catch the rest of the program off the air. But anyway, thanks, yeah. Dr. Shealy, for all that you've done. I appreciate it. Yeah, oh, one last thing. I'm sorry. What was the name of that book, Dr. Shealy, that you said I should read?
Reincarnation in Christianity by Guinness McGregor.
Did you say Guinness McGregor? My phone's cutting out a little bit.
G-E-D-D-E-S.
Okay, McGregor. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate it. I'll see you later.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you, Kyle. Okay, George in New Hampshire, welcome.
Hi, Vincent. Hi, Dr. Shealy.
Hey.
Yeah, gentlemen, I have nothing but the utmost respect for both of you and for the former caller, Pi Kyle. I just say this. When you delve into certain things, you bring up different entities and spirits, and sometimes I know they have, I don't know all the rules, but you know, when I know, you know, Dr. Shealy, you're coming up on 9 decades on this earth, if I'm not mistaken, and Vincent, you and I are past the 6th decade mark. And in that time, we've seen a lot of things. And we're thinking men, and we're men that we seek out the truth. And what I have observed is that there are disembodied spirits out there. And sometimes they might come in a dark form and a shadow. Sometimes they could come in a form of a light. But if I may just tell you a brief story that a friend of mine told me that a nurse told him. May I? It's pertinent
absolutely.
To the point.
Absolutely.
Well, they said this man died on the operating table. And I think his heart had stopped for about 8 minutes. Roughly, and they said they revived him. And he came back with this very interesting story. It always stuck with me. He said his body, his spirit was floating above his body. He could see the nurses and the doctors furiously trying to revive him. And then somehow or other, he passed through the ceiling, and his last memory on the other side is somehow or other he linked up with these spirits of these dead alcoholics. And he remembered hovering over a bar with them, and they were trying to cast themselves into the patrons of the bar to experience that elixir of alcohol once more. And you know, and I know, you've seen people who, when they're under the influence of, say, alcohol, in many cases, their personality changes to the point so dramatically that they're the complete opposite of what they are normally. And they said when they wake up later and they have to say they pass out, they have no recollection of what happened. And I think this would explain a lot of, what can I say, a lot of phenomena. What do you think, gentlemen?
Well, there are many, many, many past life near-death experiences. And obviously, I personally have run into 6 individuals who seem to be possessed by what I would call a negative entity. And I have been able to do exorcisms on them. But I haven't ever had anything like that happen during a past life experience, because they don't go that deep.
Vincent?
I don't have a comment at this point.
Oh, I can just say that I'll tell you one other thing, too, and I think has a bearing. And forgive me if this is, if I'm not exactly targeted on target, on the subject, but I remember children have reported in their memories that when they were little and they'd be in bed at nighttime, they would see these darting forms in their bedrooms. And what happened was, I remember one man said he remembered that there was one dark form that would stand at the front of his bed, foot of his bed, and he'd just cover himself up, frightened. And he said this went on for some time each night. He goes, but then one day the entity wasn't there anymore. And he says later on he realized where it had gone. It had gotten inside of him. And I think that in many past regressions, there's spirits that wait upon a man, like the little devil that sits on the left-hand shoulder and the little angel that sits on, in the characters of cartoons, sits on the right-hand shoulder. And what they do is, you know, while waiting on a man for good or evil during the course of an entire lifetime, they get to know the person, just like Rich Little could mimic the voices, sometimes even better than the people that he was mimicking. These things can mimic. And what they are is that when they come forward, these could be entities that have gotten in to people. And then they proceed to, you know, mold their lives or maybe go to war with the person's lives, hence maybe schizophrenia or the split personality. All I'm saying is that I respect the work you're doing, Dr. Shealy.
Well, let me interrupt for a second, because that is bullshit. I have done hundreds of these, and nothing negative has ever come out of one of them.
Well,
so stop
again,
that nonsense.
Again,
I won't take that anymore. I will not take that nonsense. In other words,
wait a minute, Dr. Shealy. You said just a few minutes ago that you had encountered a couple of negative entities.
Not in a past life therapy session, only when they're possessed when they come in the office.
I'm not saying, I didn't say every one, sir. I'm just telling you from my side
what I've encountered. Rich, I will not talk to him anymore. I've had enough of his bullshit.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but that is absolute crap.
Okay. George, I want to thank you for your call. And I appreciate you calling, but Dr. Shealy disagrees with you.
There's a limit to my tolerance. And he passed it.
Dr. Shealy,
I want to ever hear from him again.
Okay. Dr. Shealy, I wanted to mention this, that when I had the past life regression with you, you asked me to visualize an electrical field around my body.
Yeah.
1 inch. And starting at my feet, going, you know, upward and ultimately up to my head. And then that field would expand outward about a foot. And before you even asked me to experience that, I experienced this orange yellow glow, if you would, kind of like a cloud, you can call it a cloud, of energy surrounding my body, but not below me. Just like if I were lying on a table, from the table going outward directly to the right and to the left, and an envelope around me, I could visualize that. And I could see it very, very clearly in my mind's eye. And then ultimately, you asked me to bring that field back into my body and heal my lungs. And I could literally visualize in my mind's eye exactly that happening. And I could feel it. And class, now you're going to think I'm not being truthful, but I am. It's kind of like these people that you've seen on TV and the Bible thumping preacher says, now you're healed. It wasn't quite like that, but I could visualize this energy, you know, where they fall back, you know, unconscious and on the floor. It wasn't like that at all, but I could feel and sense this. And when I was done and Dr. Shuley asked me to wake up, this was toward the end of the experience, when he asked me to, you know, come out of this, I felt younger, more vibrant, a lot more energy. And I was, you know, when I got home, I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off, getting all. Yeah, I really was. And I sent you an email, you know, in just a sentence kind of encapsulating that. Now, Dr. Shuley, have you had that experience with other past life regressions as well?
Yes, it is very healing, often, okay. Extremely healing.
In the way that, okay, in the way that it happened to me? I mean, have others expressed it like I have?
Not quite the same, but still marked increased energy and healing, often serious illness.
Okay. Well, you know, it was absolutely dramatic, class. And I know we hit a note with some of our class thinking that, you know, this is a topic that not everybody wants to hear nor agree with, but I'm telling you what I experienced. And I was raised to be a devout Roman Catholic. I really was. And so, you know, if this is going against Roman Catholicism, so be it. So be it. Now, I know George was raised as a Roman Catholic as well. Kyle was raised as a Christian, probably a different brand of Christianity is from Roman Catholicism, but still Christian. I'm not saying one is better than the other. I'm just saying that I believe in God. I believe, but I believe that there's something to these past lives. Otherwise, I mean, I could have made up that I was a general or a sergeant or an astronaut, or I was Leonardo da Vinci. I wasn't. I was just some guy, some farmer, some nondescript. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Dr. Shuley, the message that I conveyed to you was that in my past life that we were looking at, I was insignificant, inconsequential, non-influential, just nobody, and pretty much a failure. Now, I'm not talking about a lying down, falling down drunk. I'm just talking about, you know, in terms of someone who has influenced other people, like a politician or an Elon Musk or a, you know, Zuckerberg. I wasn't anybody like that. I was just a guy. It's kind of like just like right now. Is that right, Dr. Shuley? Is that who I was?
Well, I wouldn't say you were that insignificant. You did a good job, just as in this life. You know, to me, the person who made this phone is quite as important as I am.
We'll be right back.
The person who raises beef is just as important. So
we'll be right back.
Higher gold price. My name's Adam Baratta. My gold presentations have been seen by millions, and I'm releasing my most valuable information I've ever published: the leverage ratio of the Federal Reserve. I believe the Fed now wants and needs a higher gold price. It's all about the leverage sitting on their balance sheet. My new report on the Fed's balance sheet aims to prove why gold prices will hit $5,000 by the year 2025. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you my special leverage ratio report for free right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. I believe gold's headed much higher. The Federal Reserve wants it that way. Call 800-900-8000 to see why. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000. Call now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
In the remaining few minutes we have of this broadcast class, I'd like to mention, get Dr. Sheila's comments on two things. One, Zero Hedge article yesterday. Chinese military discussed weaponizing COVID in 2015 to cause the enemy's medical system to collapse. It goes on to say, in 2015, Chinese military scientists discussed how to weaponize SARS, coronavirus, 5 years before the COVID-19 pandemic emerged in Wuhan, China, where Chinese Communist Party scientists were collaborating with a U.S.-funded non-governmental organization on so-called gain-of-function research to make bat coronavirus infect humans more easily. In a 263-page document written by People's Liberation Army scientists and senior Chinese public health officials, and this document was obtained by the U.S. State Department during its investigation into the origins of COVID-19. PLA scientists note how a sudden surge of patients requiring hospitalization during a bioweapon attack could cause an enemy's medical system to collapse. This according to The Weekend Australian, which is a subsidiary of News Corporation. Goes on to say, and this is a very important part, going to, right, let's see, where is it? Just lost it. Okay. The study also examines the optimum conditions under which to release a bioweapon. Bioweapon attacks are best conducted during dawn, dusk, or night, or cloudy weather, because the intense sunlight can damage the pathogens, it states. Biological agents should be released during dry weather. Rain or snow can cause the aerosol particles to precipitate. A stable wind direction is desirable so that the aerosol can float into the target area. Among the most bizarre claims, I'm still reading this, by the military scientists, is their theory that SARS or COV-1, the virus that caused the SARS epidemic of 2003, was a man-made bioweapon deliberately unleashed on China by terrorists. End quote by the Australian. So it seems to me that the research shows that this is a bioweapon. It was man-made, and the best ways to release it were during moist, dark days in which the wind isn't blowing too heavily. That was one thing. The other, Dr. Shul, you have any quick comments about that before I get into Gregorian chant?
Nope, I'm fine.
Okay. You sent me an email about healing Gregorian chant music, 432 cycles per second. I played it all morning long in the kitchen, and it is, even the dog, one of my puppies, came and sat down next to me and listened intently for a few minutes. I was quite surprised at that. He was looking at the screen, pointing his ears toward the speakers, and he was listening to this very pleasant 432 cycle per second underbed of music to the Gregorian chant. Now, this was from the 900 to 1000 AD. Isn't that when this was unveiled?
Well, yes, but Gregorian chants have always been one of my favorites, and this just happens to be at the top of the list right now.
Okay, class. I suggest you go to YouTube, Healing Gregorian Chant Music, Gregorian Chant Music at 432 HZ. Okay. Let's see. Kathy's here. Kathy, welcome. We only have a couple minutes.
Good morning, Vince.
Hey.
Hi, Vince. I just have a question for Dr. Shealy. With the past life regression, do you get a sense of what you were in the past? I mean, do you ever get like almost like a premonition or a feeling if you're in a certain place or you did a certain career?
Yeah, that's not called deja vu. Same thing. I totally agree. Yes, deja vu and past lives are very similar.
Now that was my question. I just wondered if someone just goes, boy, this just seems so familiar. I've been here before.
Yeah.
And
you're right on target.
Okay, thanks, Dr. Shealy.
Kathy, has that happened to you?
Oh, yeah, many times.
Can you share with us briefly where you were?
Well, I'll tell you what. When I was a little girl, our old neighbor had a farm. And it was in Wisconsin. And when I went there, it felt like I had been there before. I fell in love with it. It seemed to me like things looked familiar, and I felt like I was at home.
Dr. Shealy, any comments? Is that what you were talking about?
Absolutely. I could go into great detail about deja vu at some point.
Mm-hmm. We should do that. We should do that. And class, about the Gregorian chant music, I think you might find that quite fascinating. And I have a feeling you're going to want to play that in your homes as soon as you get experience with it for the very, very first time. Gregorian chant music. It's been around for a very long time. Kathy, thank you for being with us today. Thank you for calling in. Dr. Shearer, thank you for... Thank you for sharing all of your wealth of knowledge with us. And thank you for the past life regression that you did with me.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.